This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. Today, I'm your host, Franziska Easily, and I will share with you my top six strategies around how to face a failure and how to move forward from a failure. I think you will really enjoy this one. So let's get straight into it. Okay, so let's get straight into this topic. And this is one of my favorite topics to discuss because it's such an important one too. And it is about how we can face failure. And I was recently interviewed on this topic for a magazine. And so I thought this is a very relevant topic for business owners and entrepreneurs, really for any human, but especially when you run a business or multiple businesses, you are faced with failure very often. And so I thought this would be a really good one to share. So what I would love to share with you now is really six strategies or six thoughts around facing failure that I believe could be useful for you. And of course, if you have any questions or thoughts around this topic or any other topics that we discuss on Pick of the Bunch, feel free to email us. You can email us anytime on info@basicbananas.com. Also, we got a whole tour coming up with our blast off workshops, our marketing blast off workshops around Australia, New Zealand, the US. I'm back in the US in a few weeks to run the session with our US partner, Sue, who is amazing. Shout out to Sue Eid. So, and we are going to be in San Diego, LA, Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco. And of course, we also have Canada running. So if you're interested in any of these workshops, best to go to basicbananas.com and you will find each country with their cities and the sessions. It's a half-day marketing workshop for business owners. So now let's get straight into the topic of facing failure. So the first thought around this is that I see failure as really as tough love. And sometimes it's, you know, sometimes you get the best lessons from having a failure or facing a failure. And I remember, you probably remember that too, you know, when you were in school, a kid, and you had some teachers that were maybe really good at tough love and maybe made it really hard for you to feel like you got this. And I certainly remember I had a French teacher and his name was Mr. Hechreibu in Switzerland, Hechreibu. And he was the stereotypical tough love kind of guy. And he was the type of guy who made us feel a little bit bad when we mispronounced a French word like oiseau. Oiseau means bird and it's not that easy to pronounce because it's spelled completely differently. And so I remember as a kid now, when I look back, we had really two choices when we got that tough love. We could either hate French forever after and give up studying one of the most beautiful languages, or we could work extra hard and try and get his approval. And I was a little bit of a teacher's pet. I was definitely naughty and cheeky, but I was also a teacher's pet and I was a bit of a nerd. So I would just study extra hard, which obviously helped me become better at my French. So failure really works in a very similar way. You can either tell yourself that you're just not very good at something, or you can use it to fuel your fire and get better. And I think that failure can be one of your toughest yet greatest teachers if you allow it to be. And one of my favorite philosophies that I share in business often with my team is really, or with anyone who wants to listen, is that failure is welcome and that every failure is an opportunity to learn and to grow. And I'm very proud of my team members for embracing this attitude and for taking risks. Because if I find that if we never fail at anything, we probably don't take enough risks. And as business owners, you have to take risks. And that's a whole other topic that actually I'm happy to talk about. I definitely personally love to put myself a little bit into a situation where I'm out of the comfort zone. And I know that when I'm feeling a little bit of butterflies or a little bit out of my comfort zone, I know that I'm growing personally and professionally. So I love putting myself into those situations. Now, the next one is, this is one of my favorite sort of think thoughts really or insights around this, because it's a lot of people always tell you just be happy. So the second idea about failure is that don't just be happy, because how often do you hear people telling you, oh, just be happy, you know, something doesn't work so well, or you had a really, you know, miserable failure, or something is not working the way you want it to be. And then often you hear this blanket statement that I just don't agree with, which is just be happy, just be happy. I found that when you allow yourself to feel the emotion after the failure first, so whether that's a frustration or anger or disappointment or sadness, whatever you're feeling when you're failing at something, the fastest way to move past it is not to ignore it or to just be happy, because in that moment sometimes you don't know how to just be happy, but it's about feeling it and then moving past it rather than getting upset about feeling a negative emotion. So accepting the slightly negative emotion, and then once you've acknowledged that feeling, it's a lot easier to take the lessons. So really the three steps really here that I use, or the questions that I ask myself when I have a failure, is first of all, I acknowledge. So I try at least to acknowledge my failure rather than denying it or justifying it. And this is really where the ego has to move out of the way, because we all stuff up. We all stuff up, sometimes more, sometimes less. And so I ask myself the question, so I get, I failed here. Why did I fail? And could I have done anything differently to get a different outcome? Because often you can. And then the second sort of step here is that I take the lessons. So I look at what are the lessons once I've moved past my feeling of maybe frustration or sadness or upset. And I look for the lessons and I ask myself, what can I learn? What can I learn from this experience? And what can I do better next time? And then the third step is now action. So what is the next action I can take? So rather than indulging in self-pity or dwelling on the past or bashing myself up, although, you know, we can definitely, you know, a little bit of self-pity is every now and then, why not? Feeling a little bit sooky about something, it's okay. But then I definitely try to move past that as quickly as I possibly can. And I look for future opportunities. I move into action and I ask myself, what are my next steps to move forward and to make the best out of this situation? And the third tip here is that, this, I can't say this word, but I'm going to try anyway. So the third tip is failure is ephemeral. I can't say this word. Basically, failure is not permanent. I need to learn how to say this word. And it helps to believe that failure is not a permanent state. And Greek philosopher Heraclitus, and I probably pronounced his name wrong too, he said that the only constant in life is change. And I believe that to be true also with failure. Failure is never permanent, and failure also is not, it's not an identity. So because you have failed at something, it doesn't mean that this is part of your characteristics. It's just an impermanent situation. Sometimes I think as adults, we have a tendency to identify with a failure, but it's got nothing to do with our identity. And if you look at children, they are so much better at failing forward. They learn really quickly, and they say, you know, say that kids are learning to walk, they don't fall over 20 times and then think, oh, okay, now that's who I am, I can't walk. No, they keep going and going, and they keep recovering, and they keep failing forward. And I think that's something that we can take on also, is to not take ourselves too seriously when we navigate through a failure, and really to tell our bruised egos that we will be okay. And not identifying with that exact failure, because it's not permanent. A failure is not permanent. Nothing is permanent in life. Nothing. Number four is don't compete against others. Only compete with yourself. So in business, this is a little bit of advice that is sort of a little controversial, because often, especially when you read business books, or even if you've done some business degrees, I've got a master's degree in marketing and political science, you learn a lot about how you are competing with everyone else. But I think in today's world, that's not where the focus has to be. I think it's not about competing against others. For me, it's definitely about competing with myself to become a better human at every possible opportunity. So rather than competing against others, I look for ways to continuously raise my own bar and to thrive, to become the best business owner, the best friend, the best sister, the best partner, the best daughter, the best leader, just competing with myself. Basically, beating my own personal best rather than being dictated by what someone else is doing. And that's the same with failures. It's not about, okay, I failed now. What have other people done here? Does this make me a lesser person? No, it's about how can I fail less? How can I raise my own standards? And I think that's a really good way to live. Number five is gratitude. And gratitude, when you have a failure or when you feel like you're failing at something, I feel like gratitude can really pull you out of the hole. And you've heard so much about gratitude practices, so I'm not going to bang on too much about it. But I do think that being grateful does help to keep you in higher spirits, no matter how much shizzle hits the fan. And I know that there are so many studies out there that have shown the power of gratitude. So how do you do gratitude? Again, this is really for you to pick whatever works for you. I don't think there is a one size fits all. Some people like to write what they're grateful for every morning or every night. My personal gratitude practice is super low maintenance and it goes as follows. And I might have shared this before with you on this show. I usually, just when I go to bed, I read a book I read every night, and then before I fall asleep, I just start thinking about everything that I'm grateful for, which could be the most beautiful sunrise surf or a meditation I had that morning or the speaking engagement that went really well or the amazing chai tea that one of my team members made me. It can be anything. So it really, I feel like when you are in a place of feeling like you're failing, one of the fastest ways to come back out of that space is to look at everything that is working. So look at all the bits and pieces in your life that are working really well. And then the last one is send, I'm not going to swear, but basically what it is send the F out. So just sending out. And I do think that a daily meditation or even, you know, even if you do weekly meditations, however, whatever works for you, meditation does help you to feel more peaceful, more resourceful, more resilient especially, and just more zen. And so I personally meditate every morning and I can see how, this is a really interesting metaphor that I will share with you. It might sound a little bit wacky, but I feel like when I meditate every day, and I've seen this vision sort of in when I meditate, is I see myself when there's failure, when things get challenging, I see myself like the eye of a hurricane. And so when a storm hits, I almost metaphorically see myself as the really the strength in the middle, the eye, with the mess around me, I'm still grounded and I'm calm and I can act with a clear mind. So rather than joining in the mess and rather than joining in the storm around me, I feel like when I meditate and when I have this mindset of super zen, I can be calm in the middle of it all. And I know that when I come from a space of a calm mind, I can make better decisions. And I can definitely make decisions that are not based on the chaos around me when I'm in the middle of a challenging situation. So those are the six tips. We actually also, we do meditations at our headquarters at Basic Bananas at 3 o'clock. Usually the team, whoever is interested, they can meditate for 10 minutes. And I do think it just helps you build your resilience. So those are the six tips that I wanted to share with you about failure. I know that we all, if you are a human being, which you most likely are, if you're listening to this show, we all fail. We all have failures. And it's just something that rather than getting dragged down by a failure is learning how to navigate through a failure and learning how to move forward from a failure. So I trust you like this episode. And if you do, feel free to send us a little review on iTunes. We love getting reviews, especially the 5-star ones. They make us very happy. So you're welcome to do that. You're also welcome to get in touch anytime. If you have any questions about any topic, you can always get in touch on info@basicbananas.com. And we love hearing from you. So thanks again. Thanks for listening. And I will catch you next time.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.